In the first part of this session, we will look at the rules which apply on the transfer of a trade from one company to another. Here we have two companies, A Limited and B Limited, and the trade of A Limited will be transferred to B Limited. This trade represents a collection of assets. If A Limited has no other trading activity, this will result in the cessation of A Limited's trade, and the cessation provisions will apply, and bring to an end an accounting period within A Limited. In addition, if B Limited has no other activity before the trade is transferred, B Limited will commence trading for the first time, and the commencement provisions will apply, in that B Limited will start a brand new accounting period for corporation tax purposes. The transfer of the trade will result in balancing adjustments being made on the company's plant and machinery and industrial buildings. However, if A Limited controls B Limited, i.e., it owns more than half of the shares or votes, an election may be made to avoid any balancing adjustments by transferring the trade at the tax written down value of the assets. This election is made under Section 266 of Capital Allowances Act 2001 and must be made within 2 years of the transfer of the trade. Any trading losses will remain with A Limited, leaving A Limited to make a terminal loss claim and carry the loss back 3 years to profits arising in the preceding 3-year period, going back to the later years before the earlier years. The transfer of the trade will also result in chargeable disposals. However, any gains may be rolled over if A Limited were to invest in other eligible assets within 1 year before the transfer to 3 years after. We will now compare this with the rules that apply on succession to trade. In this scenario, A Limited owns 75% of B Limited. The rules would also apply where two companies are under 75% common ownership of the same person. A person can, in this situation, either be a company or an individual. The trade is transferred between the two companies in the usual way. However, where the 75% relationship exists, plant and machinery will automatically be transferred at its tax written down value. The main difference here is actually relating to the losses. The losses now are transferred with the trade to B Limited, which prevents A Limited from making a terminal loss claim and carrying back the loss 3 years. That is the reason this provision was actually introduced.
These rules are compulsory and are given by the provisions of Section 944 and 945 of CTA 2010.
The rules apply where the 75% relationship exists at some point in the 1 year before the transfer and at some point in the 2 years after. In addition to the succession rules applying, any assets transferred between A and B will be at no gain, no loss, assuming that both companies are in the same capital gains group. In this scenario, both companies must be under 75% common ownership of the same company, not an individual. Let us take a look at our first illustration. In the example, we have a company, Baracus Limited, which owns 100% of Heathrow Limited.
On the 1st of October 2010, the trade of Baracus Limited is transferred to Heathrow Limited. The transfer of the trade includes plant and machinery, which has a tax written down value at the 1st of April 2010 of £35,000. The writing down allowance, therefore, for the year ended 31st of March 2011 will be £7,000.
Taking a look in detail at each company's accounting period, Baracus owns the trade for the first 6 months of the accounting period and will be entitled to 6/12 of this writing down allowance, which is £3,500. Heathrow owns the trade and the assets for the second 6 months of this accounting period and is also due 6/12 of this writing down allowance, which is another £3,500.
Heathrow will take over the assets at their tax written down value as at the 31st of March 2011 of £28,000. We will now look at the rules relating to retained liabilities left behind in the transferor company. losses cannot be carried forward in the successor company to the extent that retained liabilities exceed retained assets. Retained liabilities are all liabilities not transferred with the trade, except loan stock, share capital, and the company's share premium account. All the retained assets are assets not transferred, plus any consideration either in cash or in the form of a loan account on the transfer of the trade. When looking at these appropriate values, we do not take the balance sheet value, but the open market value of the various assets and liabilities.
Let us take a look at an illustration. Here we have two companies, East Midlands Limited and Alicante Limited. The trade is transferred from East Midlands to Alicante, which contains losses brought forward of £900,000. What we are required to do is to work out how many of these losses may be carried forward within Alicante Limited. After the transfer, East Midlands is left with liabilities of £700,000, a building of £150,000, and consideration from Alicante of £300,000. The excess liabilities are therefore £250,000. The usable losses of Alicante are therefore the original £900,000 less the excess liabilities, leaving us with £650,000.
Taking a look at trading stock. An adjustment will be required regarding trading stock whether or not the trade is transferred under Section 938.
The rules apply as follows. If the stock is transferred to a UK trader who is not connected with the transferor company, the stock adjustment is based on the price agreed for that stock.
However, a just and reasonable apportionment must be made where the stock is transferred together with other assets.
This is not the imposition of a market value rule, but just a reasonable apportionment to stock in these circumstances. Where the stock is transferred to a connected party, we must use open market value of that stock. However, if the cost of that stock and the price received are both less than the market value of that stock, we can elect to use the greater of cost or the price agreed, and this election must be submitted within 2 years of the end of the accounting period of the transferee. Where the stock is transferred to someone other than a UK trader, for instance an overseas company, or an employee who will not use the stock for future sales, then we have to use market value, and no election to use anything else will be possible. Let us take a look at our third illustration. Stock has a cost of £100,000. The price received for that stock is £120,000, and the stock has an open market value of £150,000.
As both the cost and the price received are below the market value, an election is possible under CTA 2009, Section 167, where we elect to substitute the greater of the price agreed or the original cost in place of the market value. In this scenario, it will be the price received, which is £120,000.
Take a look at the facts in the following example. What I would like you to do is to compute the loss available to Malaga Limited, bearing in mind the excess liabilities rule that we looked at in this lecture.
Let us take a look at the solution. We start off with losses of £1.2 million, and we then need to work out whether there are any retained liabilities left behind. We leave behind the company's overdraft, but we also leave behind retained assets such as the stock and the cash.
We also bring in the consideration paid for that trade of £250,000. Therefore, the excess liabilities left behind are £90,000, which reduces the losses transferred to Malaga Limited to £1,110,000.